Good morning and welcome to Thursday, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. All right, let's try this one more time, shall we?
Uh-huh.
Let's do the morning show roll call. Seth.
Here.
Tom.
Here.
Chris.
Oh.
Good morning, Sunshine.
I'm a bigwig. I show up whenever I feel like it.
Oh, I see. That's how it is. Did you hear the rule that we unanimously passed?
He obviously didn't because he didn't bring any food.
Dude, the rule is, I thought this was unwritten rule in radio, that if you're late to the show, you bring food for everybody.
Sure. Yeah, well, we ride on that, too. There is something fascinating, but for those who are just waking up, hope you didn't oversleep. I overslept this morning.
Which is extremely rare for you. You're a workhorse.
I do this once a year, every other year.
Yeah.
But what's weird about me, when I don't oversleep by 10 minutes. I overslept today by 2.5 hours.
All right, now listen, you're not going to get any sympathy from me.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
I know.
Did you just turn the alarm off and go back to sleep, or
I don't
did the alarm not
my,
go off?
I don't think I set my alarm.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was up a little later, not 2 hours of oversleeping late, but
yeah.
I was up a little later than usual following the high-speed chase from last night.
Oh, sure. Well, you know what? There it is. You were
no,
working.
No, that's not really it. There's something wrong with me.
Work with me. I'm trying to give you some kind of... trying to, you know.
That wasn't what he was doing earlier this morning.
Yeah. I was throwing you under the bus pretty much this morning. All right, so at least we're all here now. It is a good time at 10 minutes after 6 for us to take a look at what's happening with world leaders. And, of course, Tom has got the lead story on this.
Well, yeah, and you'd think it would be Syria, but it's not. Two stories come to us from other parts of the world. In North Korea.
North Korea. Oi, Kim Jong-un.
The ex-lover of Kim Jong-un was killed by firing squad yesterday.
Really? What's his name?
I think it was a woman. I think.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know. It just said ex-lover, so who knows?
Maybe that's why he got... Now, was the death by firing squad, this was obviously an accident.
Sure. Okay.
Lover, fall in front of the firing squad. Oops.
All right, our second story comes from Venezuela.
Now, be professional with this one.
It's a medical term.
Okay.
President of... Because the only way the story works is if you use the word.
I know, right. But it's just a word I don't like.
Well,
so.
The president of Venezuela was giving a speech in a big soccer stadium, and he was trying to use the biblical line as Christ multiplied the fishes and loaves. Well, in Spanish, the term fishes and loaves changes drastically if you change one letter, which he did.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be the line, Christ multiplied the penises.
That's not.
He immediately corrected himself.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Now, this is a guy, Nicolas Maduro, who's had a rough first year in office. You think Obama's had it tough. Nicolas Maduro taking a lot of heat for a toilet paper shortage in Venezuela. And also, he spent the night sleeping in Hugo Chavez's mausoleum. This guy,
what?
This guy's not all there.
What, he's trying to channel the great leader of Hugo Chavez's life?
I would bet that is some kind of warped way of showing reverence or something in that part of the world.
Well, can't Obama and Maduro get together in some socialist dictator's summer camp?
Oh, stop it.
You know, and work things out? Can't they kind of find a way to...
Last time I looked, President Obama didn't go sleep in Kennedy's mausoleum to try to channel him.
Yeah, don't give him ideas.
Yeah, I know, because Kennedy would turn over in his grave if that were to happen. You're a Democrat? They don't recognize you as a communist?
Oh, stop it.
Good night. What happened to this country? It's enough to make me lose my mind.
No, brother.
What, too soon?
Yeah, even too soon from 1963,
all
yes.
Right, so what is President Bashar al-Assad doing this morning, you ask? You know, we're getting ready to go over there and throw a few missiles his way.
Decorating
maybe.
His bunker?
Yeah. Apparently, from the news we did earlier, that the airport is clearing out. We've given them enough time to, you know, to make arrangements and clear out the airport. Hey, we're coming! Makes no sense to me. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard in a military action, the element of surprise is a good thing. Am I wrong on this?
Well, the idea is we're not going to surprise attack them. The idea is that if you tell them that this is going to happen, they will change the way they do things in order to avoid getting the cruise missiles up there behind.
In other words, we have no spine. All right, so I went into the NSA.
Syria is, of course, negotiating with us over targets today.
Yeah, okay.
Blow up this, but please not this.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give you the aspirin factory if you agree not to blow up, let's say, the limousine service center for
First
the
of all,
president.
It's not just us. Remember, it's not just us. In fact, I think the Brits are taking the lead on this at the UN and in NATO.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe Assad is scheduled for a chin implant surgery done today. I believe.
You know, there's precedent for this. Remember when the first President Bush sent in all that international aid to the people who were starving in Somalia?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe CNN had taken the beach before our Marines had arrived.
I think that is right. The Scud Stud was there before anybody else
right.
showed up. All right, so what is Syrian President Bashar al-Assad doing today?
Okay.
I went into his computer system and I downloaded his schedule. Here it is. 8 a.m., scheduled to wake up from a wonderful dream that he could actually grow a real mustache. 9:10 a.m., look in the mirror. Yep, no chin yet. 10 a.m., he's prepared to fend off U.S. jets by mobilizing the nation's collection of dirt clods. Noon is lunch, of course. Naturally, carne al-asada and a side order of rice in.
No.
Thank you.
Brother.
Thank you very much. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's going to check his mail, and yes, hopefully the Axis of Evil membership card will have finally arrived. 3:15, try to bend ears back to normal position. Fail. 7:45 p.m., apparently he's going to try and record Arsenio's new talk show. Well, even a dictator's got to laugh, right? 10 p.m., relax before bed by taking a bath, reading the newspaper, and accidentally firing some cruise missiles at Israel. And then last but not least, at 11:30 p.m., of course, it's bedtime, and he'll be wondering, is that the sound of a helicopter outside of my door? WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
And now, a moment with Pat Robertson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Pat Robertson. Now, before we begin today's show, I want to make it clear that I did not mean to say that people can get AIDS from a handshake in San Francisco. What I meant to say that young girls can and have gotten pregnant off a toilet seat. It's a fact. You can look it up in your fact book or what have you. Anyway, I like pudding, and I have a cat in my pants.
This has been a moment with Pat Robertson.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.